From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Thursday said Washington is willing to cooperate with Moscow to end the Syrian conflict, but only if there is first a true cessation of hostilities. Ahead of an expected meeting in Geneva between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Secretary Carter told BBC Radio that there was quite a long way to go before a deal could be struck. He said if an agreement was reached, it would result in a number of steps, importantly, including a cessation of hostilities that could ultimately lead to greater cooperation between the United States and the Russian military. Carter added that it's possible but it's not possible for the United States to associate itself with, let alone to cooperate in a venture that is only fueling violence and civil war. The Taliban stormed into Tehran Khat Thursday, triggering heavy fighting around government buildings. Panicked residents, meanwhile, scrambled to flee the capital of the southern Uruzgan province. The battles prompted calls from officials for reinforcement and air support after the militants toppled security posts on the outskirts of the city gates. President Ashraf Ghani's office, meanwhile, said the government will not allow Uruzgan to become a sanctuary for terrorists and said reinforcements have reached the province. French police were searching Thursday for two radicalized women linked to a car containing six gas cylinders found in central Paris, with four people already held as part of that investigation. The two new suspects were arrested late Wednesday in connection with a Peugeot car that was found abandoned at the weekend. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama said Thursday that Republican Donald Trump proves that he isn't qualified to be president every time he speaks, adding that he was confident Americans would ultimately reject the brash billionaire on Election Day. President Obama was closing out his final presidential trip to Asia. He said that his meetings with foreign leaders during the trip had illustrated that governing is serious business requiring knowledge, preparation, and thought-out policies that can actually be implemented. He urged Americans to not allow the outrageous behavior that seem amid campaign season to then become the new normal. Meanwhile, the two major party U.S. presidential candidates took part in separate broadcast interviews late on Wednesday to talk about national security. Republican Donald Trump insisted that as president, he would have a better relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin than President Obama, although he does not like Russia's political system.
But certainly in that system, he's been a leader far more than our president has been a leader. We have a divided country. We have a country where you have Hillary Clinton with her emails that nobody's ever seen, where she deletes 33,000 emails. And that's after getting a subpoena from Congress. If you do that in private business, you get thrown in jail.
Meanwhile, his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton, insisted that she has the qualities of steadiness and strength to be America's commander-in-chief. You can read more details on the U.S. presidential candidates and their speeches at voanews.com. China's imports rose for the first time in nearly 2 years in August, according to figures Thursday. The 1.5% annual increase beating expectations in a positive sign for the world's second largest economy. The exports dropped 2.8% on year to $190.6 billion, but the fall was similar than the median forecast in a survey of economists by Bloomberg News. Pioneering U.S. electric car firm Tesla said Thursday that it was investigating a fatal crash in the Netherlands when a Model S sedan plowed at high speed into a tree. But the company stressed that the driver who was killed in Wednesday's crash was not driving on autopilot. He said that they could confirm at the time that based on the car's logs that the autopilot had not been activated. That's according to Tesla Netherlands in a written statement. A senior Pakistani police officer says roadside bombing has struck a vehicle carrying police commandos in northwestern Pakistan, wounding 8 officers. The official said Thursday's attack took place on the outskirts of Peshawar, the capital of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.